Hi, everybody. Well, today is November 10th, 2017. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. So today is Friday for us. Let's clear the date from you. So here we go for energetic cording from your past. So releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And a little heavy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Okay, there we go. That feels better. And bring up your light beams on your monitor screen or screens. We'll energize those so you have peace energy coming to you. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a situation happening, something going on that you may not like, bring it up. We'll clear that thought from you and releasing that. And let's do the alphabet this time just to move the energy. So A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. There we go. It's released. So, we have our workshop tomorrow, which is on the 11th, starting at 7 o'clock a.m. Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern. And it goes from 10 to 6 Eastern time. So if you're interested, it's $20. You can do a donation and send me that information. Creation Lightship at Yahoo. And then I'll send you over the phone number and the login information. If you have not received the login information and you already paid for it, I believe I'm current with everybody. But if not, please send that over this evening. So, and I'll be looking at my emails after the BBS show to send that information to you. So we'll get our co-host on. So, Kathy, are you out there ready to take over?
Hi, Ron. Yes. Hello, everyone. It's Friday, as Ron said, November 10th, 2017, and this is BBS Radio Station 2. Ron's show is every Friday and Saturday on Station 2, 7 p.m., and it's Creation Lightships Healings with Ron Amatron, our host. Ron just cleared a lot of numbers of the date and all the alphabet. So I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm feeling a little, I'm feeling the effects of that. That was pretty unexpectedly nice, Ron, to have that, all those letters cleared.
Yeah.
It'll save me some time on the natal barcode removal healing that you have online. A lot of energy removed because they're attached to energy and cording of all sorts of things is attached to numbers and letters. That's why you have maybe a favorite number or a lucky number, or you see a number a lot. And one number that we see a lot, Ron, is 1111, which is the date of your workshop tomorrow. I remember when it was 2011, and there was some concern about that, those 11, 11, 11, three sets of 11. And you had cleared the energy from that date because there was a lot of things around that date, kind of heavy. So anyway, we can do that ourselves on the natal barcode removal clearing if we see those numbers or certain other numbers in sequence, because it doesn't mean what we were taught. It doesn't mean anything necessarily you want to be a part of or be connected with. When you listen to Ron here at Creation Lightship Healing, you learn a lot about the things that we learn just aren't simply true, and there's a lot more going on behind the scenes. So that's why he has these clearings that he created on his website, creationlightship.com. The clearings are fantastic, and there's a lot of testimonies, and this, that's what this show's about, is we discuss the clearings and the healings and how to use them and what we felt afterwards, and you know, what they're for and what's going on in our lives where we could apply them. So we don't have to carry this energy around with us all the time or anymore. The clearings are reasonably priced, and there's some whole life clearings, a lot of free clearings, and a lot of body type of healings to get unwanted, dense energy off of us, which is basically stolen from by entities and aliens against our will. So with the healings and the clearings, we get it back through the creation lightship source energy, Ron Amatron. So, Ron, this is having a workshop tomorrow in New York, and he just gave a cost of $20, but Ron, you said that the cost of the $20 is for people who want to listen over the phone. It's a different price for people who come to the workshop, right? $50?
Yeah, $50 if you show up, yeah. $20 if you want to listen to it, yes.
Right. So let's say people can make it over to where the workshop is. They can just go to the location and pay there.
Yes, they could, yes, at the TRS Center by Wall Street, I believe. So anyway, most people in New York would know that where that location is. So let's get on with the show. We'll see what's paranormal out there.
Yeah, tonight's our Paranormal Friday show, and so we did get a couple of submissions. I'll read those first, then we'll move on to some other topics that people sent in during the week. Okay, Ron, so I hear a little bit of fuzziness, but I hope you can hear me all right. This listener writes that she...
You're coming too loud and clear for me, so I can hear you good.
Okay, she works an early shift, and she was going to work at 5 in the morning, so it was dark. And she saw a small dark shape gliding across the road with two bright red lights or eyes. It was so strange. She writes, I drove slowly past to see what it was, and it ignored me and seemed to be searching for something or something in the neighbor's yard, waving one of the red lights. I saw it once more a few days later, and it looked at me. It was a few blocks away then. Now I'm very cautious going out into the morning. I turn on the porch light and rattle the door before stepping outside. What do you think it is? It was only, the size was 1 foot by 2 feet.
Well, I heard of a similar story. This happened, I believe, in New York years ago. Somebody saw this critter that was an experiment probably from the underground in New York someplace. Must have escaped, and I can remember that it was kind of half human, half animal or something. And I guess the police came and other agencies came and took it away, wrapped it up and took it away. That was pretty interesting. So, yeah, it could be something like that maybe got away, or just an alien living at night maybe who was able to do things like that. So very interesting.
You don't think it was dangerous, do you?
Only if it want to eat you.
Mm-hmm.
yeah. I would think that since now they're selling those, very bright LED flashlights that you can find for, $30 to $100. It might be, well vested to put that money into one of those things if you're going to be out at night. They are like torches, they're very, very bright. I don't know what they go to lumens. I don't know if they're, I don't know what that number would be, but they're very bright compared to the older flashlights that we've had, 10 years ago. So you may want to just carry one with you. So
Well, this was two bright red lights, and it was gliding across the road. I don't think it was it doesn't sound like a flashlight.
No, but you can get a flashlight to maybe shine on it. Which
she could shine on it. Okay.
So, you know, use that for your protection that night.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. It looks like it was waving it or looking at her, and I guess if she flashed a red light at it, it might think that it was looking at it to be friends.
Well, the bright lights are really bright.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Huh.
So you might get one of those bright flashlights because you are a white light and they're very bright. So back to you.
Well, it's just kind of strange that it was in her neighborhood at least twice. Other people have spotted red lights strange like that, you know, just in random places, not moving, but just red lights coming from nowhere.
Yeah, sounds pretty weird. Just hopefully that doesn't have a family someplace.
Right. Okay, well, the next item of paranormal interest involves a historical date, Ron. It was sent by a listener who lives in the area where she writes the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald, which was a ship in the Lake Superior. It was the SS Edmund Fitzgerald. It sunk on this day in history, which is 1101 in 1975. And anyway, she says that there was the incidence of those numbers, and then the fact that she found out that this happens, I guess she means a ship sinks, every 100 years in Lake Superior. And it is known for not giving up its dead. And there's a lot of mystery around why this ship sunk. There was, I just have a little history thing about it here. For those who don't know, because, I mean, this happened in 75, but, and this person lives in the area, so I'm sure it was well known there, but anyway... There was no radar. I mean, they lost radar, and there was no distress signal. And it has been talked about a lot, so much that a song was written about it called "The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald" by Gordon Lightfoot. And if you've ever heard that song, Ron, you know it's got a very sad tone to it, and the lyrics tell the story, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a story to this, and it comes up every year, and then every 100 years another ship sinks in the lake. And the ship's main job was hauling iron ore. Oh, so that's pretty heavy. Anyway, it was very tragic, and the ship was doomed, and it was the fateful story goes on and on and on. So I guess there's a lot of history and energy around this, Ron. So she decided to timeline crash the incident. She says she can see a vortex between two cities on the radar. And when there is a storm, she can see a spiral there in the clouds. So it's still, there's a lot of paranormal activity going on there. So anyway, she wants to know if you could see about the energy, and she's working on the timeline crashes all by herself, and she'd be happy to do more work if you think it was needed on clearing the energy of that doomed SS Edmund Fitzgerald.
Well,
over to you,
Ron. I think I'd go back 100 years and crash the previous one. Since it happens maybe the same date, I'm not sure, but find out when the 100-year-old ship, you know, in 1875 approximately went down, and maybe timeline crash that one. because they could be using that energy. It's probably some type of ritual situation. And they need the energy from that ship, or maybe they're just abducting it and taking it off planet. You might look at, I'm getting timeline crash number 59 timeline for that one, and just see if you have any energy coming forth from the ship. And that's what it feels like, that timeline on number 59. So it could probably be like the 59th copy and paste of that incident. Might disclose where it is or give you some information on it.
Okay, well, it's quite a story. And then quite a song. Apparently, November is a brutal month on the Great Lakes for weather, frequent storms and hurricane force winds. This is a very tough built freighter. Anyway, so I think just, you know, it was just doomed with all that iron on it, and you know, Ron, how we were talking about the death barcodes on cars. I wonder if, you know, a ship like this would have a spirit.
It's very possible. And there could be even a timeline where the ship has, you know, perfect weather and there's no storms going on. Remember, all timelines are conceivable and possible. So there could be a timeline that the ship went through its voyage across the water and was fine. So anyway.
Okay. Well, the legend lives on. And yep. So I want to thank the listener for this is something we've never really uncovered before, because the attention was always on 1111, not on 1110. So there's always something to clear, and I know that it gives everyone kind of a, you know, who's listened to that song was always feeling very melancholy. So that could be a good thing to clear, too, how you feel about that feeling, timeline crash, this emotion around it. Okay. So, Ron, some questions are coming in. Since you made the announcement about the workshop tomorrow, since there's so many coming in, maybe we could answer them. First of all, some people want to know if it's possible to attend the first one without attending the second one, or attend the second one without attending the first one. If so, if they can't stay for the whole day, can they pay half price?
I don't see why not. They could probably do that. I don't know if PayPal is set up to... I think you can do a $10 deposit on PayPal, so that would be fine.
Okay, well, if they don't pay it on PayPal, can they pay in person with a check? That's another question that came up.
I believe you probably could, yes. Uh-huh.
I mean, is someone going to be there to, you know, to be like a registry?
Yeah, well, you just bring cash, you know.
Okay, so someone will be there to register them.
Yeah, so just come in, you know, just say you're going to be leaving for half the day or something, or only want to see part of it. That could probably be fine. The break will be probably around 2 o'clock, around 2:30 time. So just do that. That'd be fine. I'll be doing the second half of it.
And will you explain what you'll be doing in that second half? Because they're wanting to know if there's what's the advantage of being there live?
I don't know what I'll be doing yet. I'll be doing energy work. What type? I don't know.
Uh-huh. So some healings probably. Okay. All right. So... All right, so let's see. So you said you'll be sending them the code tomorrow if they register tonight.
If they send me an email, yeah. That'd be fine. Well, if it's not $10 at the door, it'd be $10 if you want to only hear half of it. At the door, it's $50. So,
yeah. If they want it, but they want to only hear, if they can only stay for part of it, they just, some people want to pay just half of it.
Yeah, that would work, yes. Uh-huh. So $25,
okay.
Yes.
Can you please restate the name of the workshop again? I think some people tuned in late.
Yeah, it's a TRS Center, TRS. And I think it's, around Wall Street.
Right, and can you restate the name of the workshop?
Location, but you just Google it, TRS Center, Wall Street, and they'll give you the address on Google.
And the first part of the workshop is, some people didn't catch what that was. I guess we've been announcing it for a week now.
Yeah, if you want, just send me an email and I'll send you a PDF on it.
Okay, yeah, we've been sending out the PDFs about it.
Yeah, so just
send
an email.
I want to mention to the listeners, if you do send a request, please use the email so we can email it back to you instead of the fast chat feedback form, please. Unless you want to put your email address on the fast chat feedback form. And so ways to write to Ron tonight are through clsquestions@yahoo.com or through the usual fast chat feedback form. And they all go into this inbox. Tomorrow, Saturday, I don't know if someone's going to be monitoring that. So it would be best if you sent the PDF tonight.
Yep.
A request for it tonight. So we do have a lot of requests here for it, Ron. So a lot of interest, which is great. Sounds like a really great workshop. And phone conference, having it available is very nice of you, Ron. Okay, so let's move on to some listener letters, and then we'll get on to some more announcements. Okay, so these are some general topics based on a discussion that came up in previous shows this week. And so this is about relationships. And so for those who listen to Ron and are looking for relationships, but they're really wanting one, this person has their experience they would like to share. She or he writes, "I was in a similar situation wanting a relationship in the past. What worked for me was having the twin flame session with Ron. I realized that what I was actually looking for was my twin flame in another person. I also used to feel incomplete, and I sought someone to fill that void. It took me a few months to integrate the twin flame session I had with you, Ron, but now I feel 100% complete and content. I no longer find the need for a relationship. In fact, I feel relieved that I'm not in one. I feel like focusing all my energy and time on doing the creation light chip clearing. If I were in a relationship, then I would need to take responsibility for the other person as well, especially if they were not interested in doing the clearings themselves. I have realized that each of us is responsible for our own liberation, and I want to focus on mine. This is a really great way to be, and I'm really grateful."
Yeah. Yes, it's a very, very good way of stating it. Yes, that is 100% correct. You know, So that's what you're looking for, is your twin flame in someone else. And you're never going to find it, you know. So I can understand what they're saying. That's why a lot of people get pets and animals to have something to cuddle up with, or, you know, in the evening, or to talk to, or whatever. But yeah, and you know, I do get a lot of people talking about they kind of wish they weren't in a relationship, you know, after they did the clearings, because the other person doesn't want to have them, or is dragging the person down, you know. And, you know, that happens a lot. The best thing is when you have a couple who are united and are able to work together on the clearings. And that's, you know, the ultimate solution to the whole thing. And then that way their life is better between the two of them, because they're moving forward at an even pace and clearing themselves of issues. Because issues will come up in a relationship. So anyway, thank you for, sending that email. So I guess back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, Ron, we've heard this before from people, but what I find remarkable about this letter is that the person writes that they feel relieved that they're not in a relationship, rather than just accepting it. Because I don't know when, this person doesn't say when they had the twin flame done, but session with you done, but I believe it must have been, you know, a while ago, because I think it takes a little while to realize that, you know, that you will eventually feel relieved.
Yeah, in fact, as I look at the people coming to the expos and things, I would say, I could probably say 80% of the people who come over and say hi do not have their spouse with them. I'm sure you notice that, Kathy, on the expo you've been to. It's always normally a single person coming over. We do get couples off and on, but, you know, I would say 80% of the people are single, and they're all different ages. So, back to you. And if you are having a relationship issue, even maybe if you want to get into one, you know, we have the relationship clearing, a whole lifetime clearing on the website. That may help you out. And then we also have the loneliness, clearing too. So those may be able to be used to help you. Hey, Kathy.
I just got a heads up from somebody to BBS Radio. They're saying that the phone number for the BBS Station 2 is playing a different program. So they're playing a different show, not this one.
Uh-oh.
So that, I don't know. That's a heads up for the BBS.
This is Doug at BBS Radio. What number is that, please?
Okay, let me check that email. Okay. Oh, maybe they're listening to an old number. They didn't give a number.
Right. Then there's only one number to listen via phone. It's a 605 number. The 712 numbers no longer work. It's a very simple number. It works for both stations. It's here. One moment. Yeah, they pressing on numbers for work. It's now one number for both stations, always.
You want to come on and announce that?
And that number.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's 605-475-1600. And then they just press 1 for either station 1 or 2 for station 2.
Okay, listeners, jot that number down. 605-475-1600 is now the phone number for... I think what happened... Thank you so much, Doug. I think what happened
My
is
pleasure.
That people have the number saved in their phones, and then they just go ahead and dial it before the show and think that something's wrong when they don't get the right thing. But really, you should go check the BBS Radio website. The new number is posted there. I don't know how new it is,
it's
but it
not
is
new.
A different
it's,
one.
It's a little over a year old. The other number is just an alternative number.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know. Okay, thank you so much for clearing that up. And I know it's come up before because people do save alternative numbers in their phone. But also while we're on the subject, I do want to mention, too, that there is a great app that the BBS radio owners created. You can get through their website through the usual way to get apps, and they work quite well. So you don't need to even dial if you're since you're using a cell phone. It works through the cell phone or a tablet. You don't need to use your phone and use up your minutes. You can just listen to the program through the app. Works really well. Okay, so that was good to clear up. But anyway, Ron, some listeners are writing in about energies, and they said that the ABC energy clearing you did at the beginning of the show was felt. They got warm, hot, their body shaking. They had a lot of release on it. And they wondered if that will work on the archives, and they hope so, because it really was a doozy.
Yeah, that'll work three times. I'll do it one more time here. So here we go, clearing the letters of the alphabet. 1, 2, 3, 4, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. So I had to go into my old school memory to pull that up, believe me. So far in the distant future. Past, you know, it's like, wow. So anyway, see what that does for you.
Yeah, you're doing good, Ron. That was a lot, clearing all those. And I don't think I've even ever done that on the nail barcode removal. There's always so many things to clear.
Even more of an effect. It'll have more of an effect if you put it backwards. Remember, the natal barcode, it goes forward with all the different letters, like a person's name, and then it goes backwards on it. So do the backwards one.
Yes, that's good, too, because the energies can be still locked in there. Even more intensely backwards, or with something else. So someone wrote that they spelled their father's name wrong, accidentally, in one of the words for his clearing, and they didn't notice it for a few weeks. So they were wondering if they should do the release energetic cord for him, if it was that big of a mistake.
No, it should be okay. I'm looking at the energy. It looks fine, so don't worry about it, because it's hooked up to you for your father, so no problem whatsoever.
Oh, okay, great. All right, so here's another point. Someone sent in about tomorrow's date, 11/11. They write that it's significant for Asians. Asians celebrate it like a Valentine's Day. It's called like a Singles Day, where single people in search of a mate. They know about getting married, putting a ring on a finger, and a sacrifice at the altar of love. So that might be something for this person to clear. If you have maybe an Asian heritage or in-laws or spouse. Would you say, Ron?
Yeah. Yeah, the word sacrifice in there, huh?
Oh, gosh.
Yep.
All right. Okay, so also, some on 11/11, some singles, some are single, proud of it, but this day is like Black Friday online shopping by the young celebrities and is in China a holiday. So it's also celebrated as a Singles Day, I guess is what they're saying. That's, they're just giving a little bit more background on it in other cultures, what 11/11 signifies.
And I think you ought to do a timeline crash for that date, even if you're not Chinese, because you could have that connected to you through your ancestors.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, some questions are coming in for you, Ron. Someone's wondering if you're going to have, if they can activate pictures or jewelry, or if, when you're at the, like the flyers you gave out at the expo, if you could do that tomorrow, are you going to have anything like that for sale tomorrow?
Yes, uh-huh. We'll have that there at the live for you. Yes, uh-huh.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so someone has, they're wondering about if they should do the blood and circulatory system clearing for a diagnosis that affects their heart or arteries.
Well,
and if not, then what should they do?
Yeah, you know, the alien blood one, we do have the circulatory clearing. You may want to do the body jump start. You know, at least check into that, see if that is included. I believe it is. There would be more clearings, and I think that whole system lasts for like 3 months, I believe.
Okay. Some of those clearings, the body jumpstart, have a lot of, you know, they have a lot of options on them. So if even if you think that's not like the one, you could get the one through that clearing. You could see which other ones you want. You might want lymphatic. You might want respiratory. You might want the nervous system. You know, might want the circulatory, like you suggested. You might want to do all of them, since one thing does affect another in the body. That's why Ron made them into a bundle. Okay, so, Ron, someone from, looks like, maybe they're from New York. They have a lot of pigeons where they live. And they're just giving you an observation. It says, observation, paint new earth infusion. So, they're asking about a pigeon that had died, and they asked the creation light to take the pigeon, and then the body of the pigeon relaxed and spread its wings. Do you feel like the pigeon was taken?
Yeah, it was, yes, uh-huh.
Oh, that's good. That's nice. I guess you don't see that very often, you know. Okay, on Wednesday's show, Ron, did you make an announcement about the new time slots on BBS radio that you added for Thursday and Sunday?
Yes, uh-huh.
BBS radio?
Yes,
okay.
We have two. Yeah, I don't know what the stations are. Maybe they're station two, but you could just look it up. Just by going on BBS. So, yeah, well, we do have two more slots, and we're playing the other show, which is Contact Talk Radio. We're playing those archives that Kathy here, who was talking, you know, went through and organized, and so those will be on BBS now.
Yeah, that's nice because they were all like subjects.
Yep.
That you can focus on, like, you know, someone wrote in tonight about the twin flame, asking about that or talking about that, and so there is a show on Contact Talk Radio where Ron goes into a lot of detail about the twin flame clearing and what it will offer you and what it does. And so basically ascension and a lot of topics about the aliens and other things that we discuss here are just gone into in depth. And the topic is announced at the beginning of the show, and it's also, I know they're going to be listed, they're always listed too on Ron's website under his CTR icon that he has on the right side of his website on creationlightship.com. So you can always search by topic. And the, you know, the archives, they're both going to be archives on the Thursday and the Sunday. But they just make it handier to listen to it rather than going to the website and searching. And the shows did begin in 2013 and went on to 2014. But the topics and the most of the content is relevant today.
So each week we'll have a different show, which will be in consecutive order. So right now we're doing on Sunday. It'll be the first show on the presentation there. And then from there, next week it'll be the second show. So we'll just be going from one to how many there are there. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, well, we'll switch over to another subject, and this one's time-traveling soldiers. This person wants to know, at the moment, while you're helping the time-traveling soldiers, and you were talked about that last Monday and Wednesday, when ascension occurs, what will happen to the time-traveling soldiers? Will the Creation Lightship still continue to help them, or will the Creation Lightship leave them to carry out the work?
Boy. Don't know, because I'm in the present moment right now very strongly, so I have a hard time looking into other things. Right now I'm working with a defense grid for the planet, so I can't really look at that aspect of what will happen in the future for them. There was an email that I received wanting to know, I guess there's talk on the internet about the good aliens battling the aliens or something. I have not seen at this moment or since then any good aliens fighting in the Beyondo, okay? So that would include what you'd call the Galactic Federation or something. There is a lot of stuff that happened, I guess maybe a week ago, that took out millions of reptilians. That's what we did, so I won't get into details on that. I can't get into details, but a lot was done, and there was no other forces involved with doing this. So back to you.
So you talked about that incident on Monday, November 6th radio program. If anyone cares to listen to the archive, it's up now. And someone mentioned about that, too, Ron. They just sent an email saying that they still feel this weird energy. Wednesday the 8th and yesterday the 9th, and it still feels heavy and dark, and they almost got into three car accidents, and there must be some angry people around. And then they think it might be people relieving themselves of heaviness they let themselves be part of on or around last year's presidential election, or they got involved in the mind matrix and got very emotional and still are just hanging on to that. So I guess we're, you know, they're asking for maybe a clearing of all these, I guess, part of the mind matrix. They call it crazy energies, mind energy around elections.
I think I would just do a basic a clearing on the media clearing. That's energy coming to you outside of yourself that you're connected to. So you can just probably do that and type in, you know, election on that, and maybe even the two people's names possibly that you could be, you know, connected to or something like that.
Yeah, so I think if we're connected to the mind matrix, you know, we can do the mental barcode clearing, and there's that. There is a clearing for that too, for the mind matrix in the mental. You have like a bundle for that. So, mental clearings I think are really good to do every day. The mental whole life clearing, and it kind of puts people into the present moment and helps them let go of all the things they heard that might have, you know, bombarded your brain.
Mm-hmm.
I think. And then also the energetic cord release healing is really great. That's another whole life clearing that Ron recommends, and has also has a conference call for energetic cord release, because these kinds of energies permeate as implants in our system, and they fester there, causing all sorts of interference. And the energetic cord release can be felt in parts of your body will be released by the light beings on these conference calls. The entities
and also maybe even
on Friday as well will help.
Yeah, maybe even entities, possibly. If you're connected to these energies, entities can hop into you. Well, just think if you had two entities coming in, one like Hillary and one like Trump, and they have an internal war inside of you.
You know, and that's true, Bob, because I think that this person's, I know this person is a long-time listener of yours and follows, you know, follows the healings. I think that this person is really not tuned into the media, but they're just affected by the energies of people around. You know, when you live in like denser populations, you really feel it. So that's why I think maybe the mental and mind matrix, getting out of
sense.
The mind matrix would be good. And
I think
the conference calls.
Yeah, and if they run the call, they should have their sanctuary, you know, in their house. So just take your backpack off outside, you know, of all your stuff you collected during the day, and walk into your, you know, your apartment, your house, or whatever, and you should feel pretty good.
Yeah, because
so
as
you,
we've
Kathy.
Talked about, the collective consciousness tries to invade our peace. And so, there is a mental barcode and a matrix barcode. The mental barcode is basically for our own personal mind. It kind of clears the clutter out of the mind and gives you peace of mind. If you know that expression, it really helps. Especially I run it before I go to bed, and I run it first thing in the morning because it puts me back in the present moment, and you know, it puts me in peace. For the moment, and clears out anything that my brain was working on while I was trying to sleep or that my brain got attacked with mentally. You know, even then, when you dream, you're thinking. So that clears that in the morning. I run it in the afternoon because by the time, you know, afternoon comes along, we've all been bombarded with or hit with and feel you know, just the mental energies all around. That's what our life is about. And just even people talking to you gives you their mental energies. So then the matrix barcode is for the bigger picture, the collective consciousness that we're being you know, drawn into, that we're supposed to be following, that we're supposed to be, you know, that gives us all the programming that we were supposed to receive and follow. And that one is, you know, lots of times done through the media and through education systems. So it's a bigger picture, not quite so personal, but it does affect us personally. So they all kind of go together. And we have that topic, too, on Contact Talk Radio. If you want to listen to that one, go search it out on your own through Ron's archive, that he saved those subjects for you to use. So you can avail yourself to the archives on Contact Talk Radio and as well as BBS, but it's harder to find them on BBS Radio because they're not labeled. But it does come up a lot, too. So thank you for your questions, and you know, it just helps people to learn how to use these clearings. Okay, so Ron, here's a testimonial about the your big clearing, eliminating alien attack. And this person says that they're running the alien attack clearing for the first time, and they found tremendous relief from it. Their body felt amazingly released, particularly after the alien parasitic life form removal. During the clearing, what I mostly do is indicate unknown for the majority of the clearing steps. Is this as effective as going through each possibility in the drop-down list options? And when they say each possibility, I think they're talking about each alien race that's known, listed there. So is unknown effective, Ron?
Yeah, unknown is effective, yeah. I'll just say that it's 80% effective. But there's so many alien races out there, you know, that we have in that drop-down box, you know. You know, unless you know which one it was, you probably don't need to do that. But I'd say it's 80% effective. Only because, you see, if you knew the name of the alien race, then right away you're zeroing in on that particular race all by itself, and it will have 100% effectiveness on it. Where unknown is kind of searching and searching and searching, and, you know, it will work. But if you don't know, just put unknown, and you may want to do that more than one time or leave it running for quite a while. So back to you.
Right, what
you just said. The name itself of the alien race. The name itself of the alien race is going to have a connection to you. So you're also getting rid of those individual letters that are corded and connected to you.
Oh.
The unknown is kind of unknown, and it may not exactly work that same way. So that's what I'm saying. It's more effective to zero in on what your problem is rather than, you know, doing the unknown. But in this case, unknown is probably all that you could possibly do unless you figured out a name of one of the alien races. So back to you.
Actually, yeah, some people, well, I remember we talked about this before, some people do know the name of the alien race, and maybe they were participating in some of their activities because some of them can seem nice and friendly and all that, but and a lot of them are out in the media as well. I just can't imagine if you ran unknown that if a light being came to help you that, you know, they would just not help you just because you didn't have a race. I mean, I think, you know, when they see an alien there, they're going to help you. And the people say that they do feel that the unknown does work. I mean, they just don't have that bothersome stuff going on as much. And Ron just made a great suggestion, and that was to leave it running all night. So you can, it's defaulted. You can put it at 600 minutes and leave it up with the light being up and, you know, make sure it's not going to go into a screen save. Just leave it up all night. And it is a great tool to have. It's a deterrent as well, I think. Okay, so over to the next comment, Ron. Someone says that they really liked the letter that I read earlier, that from the person who wrote about the twin flame and that they were just fine without a relationship and they felt relieved that they're not in one. So they had done their twin flame with you, Ron. And so this person liked that letter and it's found it relevant because they have to tell someone to stop texting them. Because in this day and age, that is where it's at with starting relationships, texting. I told this person I need to stay in the now with heart energy, and all the words with texting keeps me in mind energy. Mm. It's awful hard to find a good old-fashioned friendship. Yeah, so true. So, yes, that's a good comment, and that's why Ron created the clearings that we talked about, the mental and the mental barcode clearing and the mind matrix clearing and so many of the other clearings that help us with those energetic cordings and always being put back into mental energy. Okay, so here's a question about the nail barcode removal, Ron. And they wanted to check with you on putting the entire alphabet in the natal barcode removal clearing. Do you put the entire alphabet in the other box, the box marked other, or should they put all one letter at a time?
I would probably, myself, if I were to do it, I'd probably put it maybe... I don't know, maybe divide, maybe do six per word, maybe. Just do six and then, you know, do the next six. Because that might be the easiest way to do it for you. And that'll be, you know, happening. What is there? Is there 24 letters? Is that right, Kathy?
26.
26 letters? Well, then you got to add two more then to it. But you might try it that way. 2600. Yeah, you're correct. It's been a long time, believe me.
Okay, well, that answers that. So, Ron, I think it's on top of the hour now, and we need to mention the physical intensives coming up this weekend, because you have a busy weekend, Ron. No rest for you. You're doing the workshop on the 11th tomorrow, and then on the 12th is the beginning of the 7-hour healing intensive.
Yes.
And so we want to remind everybody of that. It is happening. You know, you can register through Ron's website, through PayPal, or through the link that you got on the email newsletter. And for those of you who aren't getting the email newsletter, that's been reported to Ron, but he somebody suggested to you might want to add healing creationlightship.com to your address book so it won't get kicked out. I don't know if that's what causes it, but some people are not getting the they sign up to the newsletter but not getting it. So you know, if that's the case, you can always write to clsquestions@yahoo.com and we'll be happy to send it to you and forward it along. The session, the intensive will continue on the 19th and the 28th of November. And then on the 18th of November, which is a Saturday, Ron will have the 3-hour physical preparation call for the ascension. So, it's a little different this month just because of the workshop he's having on the 11th. But it's, you know, it's all going to work out fine. And just, you know, note it on your calendar that the 12th, 19th, and 26th are the 7-hour physical intensives. And that the 18th is the 3-hour call. So then Ron has another workshop this month. It's a special healing session. It's called Brain Cell Rejuvenation Healing, and it's divided into three sessions. And session number one begins on Saturday, November 25th. It's a two-hour call-in healing session. The time is 1 p.m. Pacific. The cost is $20 per person. And you can attend live or as a registered absentee. So anyway, it has a lot to do with what we talked about tonight, the impact on the physical brain by the mind matrix. So briefly, it describes this, Ron. I'll read this real quick. The mind matrix is like a net coming down over us, sending thought messages and holographic pictures to our physical brain. These images are then perceived as real in our dream states and our daily life. It becomes very complex very quickly as our thoughts create and maintain the illusion within each timeline we are experiencing. So it goes on to describe what actually happens with the mind matrix, and you know, in kind of a simplistic form, basically, and what you know the brain healing will do for us. So this again is called Brain Cell Rejuvenation Healing, Session 1, Saturday, November 25th, and you can register now through the flyer you received in the mail or through Ron's website on the. Special weekly clearings link, upcoming events link. Hey, Ron, over to you for any last announcements or comments.
No, I'll be checking emails after the BBS show here and sending out the phone numbers and stuff. So anyway, let's do the Mind to Heart Drop. And this we do at the end of, I think, almost all of our BBS shows. And here we go. You need to say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and I will count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. Have a wonderful evening. Blessings, and we'll see you later. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, everybody behind the scenes, and thank you, listeners. Bye, everyone.